get really clear about who you are, what your business is, what you're offering, and why it matters to a specific person or a specific group of people. When you are clear on this, then everyone else will be equally clear. And when you are unclear, everyone else will be equally unclear.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is positioning in business. I'm going to talk about positioning, what that means, and how to execute on positioning in your business. This topic is important because, actually, before I get into that, let me remind you of just two quick things. One, my daily motivation text and my Monday motivation text, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day and or your week. When you're in my texting community, which is free to join, you can just text me at my number 305-384-6894. You'll be getting that message guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day and week. Secondly, Work on Your Game University is the place where you can get coached by me directly. It's the only place you can have me as your direct coach. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. If you want to have me as your coach, that is the only place to do it. And all you had to do is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out the way, now getting into the topic of positioning in business. This is an important topic because the way we talk about ourselves and position ourselves and our business practically determines who is going to notice us, what they think about us, how they perceive us, and whether or not they decide to move forward working with us or not. So your positioning is everything. And it even supersedes the actual things that you are offering, believe it or not. And today, what I'm going to do is explain how and why this works when it comes to this whole concept of positioning yourself in business. So with that out the way, I don't have anything else in the intro here. Let's just get right into the points, because everything I need to say is going to be in them. Point number one, the topic once again today is positioning in your business. Number one, how you talk about yourself or your product. How are you actually talking about your stuff? Positioning is simply the conversation that you start and continue around yourself, your products, your services, and your business in general. The good news about positioning is that you have full control over it. Most people will not start talking about your thing until you have started talking about it. So the way that you talk about it is determining how other people will talk about it. So similar to how I describe personal branding, I told you back in episode number 779, branding starts with what you say about you. If you want to change the perception of your personal brand, the first thing you have to change is your perception of yourself and how you decide to talk about and present yourself. Because the way you talk about and present yourself is telling everybody else how they should talk about and perceive you. So if you just want to change that conversation, change the root cause of it. It's the same thing when it comes to your positioning. If you want to change the positioning or you want to create positioning, then you have to create some conversation about yourself, which is based on what you choose to say. Because again, if people don't know that you exist, then they're not talking or thinking about you at all. But as soon as they become aware of you, what are they going to be noticing? They're going to be noticing whatever you choose to show them. So if you just change what you're showing people, then it changes how they see you and it changes your positioning. But remember that first impressions are hard to break. So how you put yourself out there from the beginning, how people first come across you, does matter a lot. It's not that it's impossible to break a first impression. You can evolve yourself and change the way people see you over time based on how you put yourself out there. But again, it's the consistency that people need to see to understand that what you're showing them is not just a blip on a radar or just a random one-time thing, and or to make sure that you're showing them that thing enough that even if they miss one or two of your messages or your presentations, they still catch the new version or whatever it is that you're showing them that's different. So for example, I'm thinking of myself when I transitioned from being an athlete and talking about basketball material online and talking more mindset and then eventually into business as I do now. It's not like every single person who was watching my basketball videos watched every single thing I put out when I started to transition to other things. So 6 months might go by and somebody may pop up and say, well, damn, Dre, I haven't watched the videos in 6 months, but now I see that you're talking about something different, right? But they weren't watching. They weren't paying attention. So don't think that just because you put out one message that said you're doing something different, that the whole world got the message. Most of the time, that's not the case. There was a time, let's say 30 plus years ago, when you could put out one message about something and the majority of people got the message because there were not so many channels of distribution, which meant people didn't have that many choices as to what to pay attention to when it came to, let's just say, media. These days, people have infinite choices when it comes to media because every single person has their own media broadcasting station, which means you literally have as many options to choose from as there are people who have accounts on some platform that they have something out there publicly. So if they're 3 billion active users of Facebook. So each of those 3 billion people is posting something at least once a month. And they did, but Facebook also put out their active users number. It wasn't the same as the users total. I forget what the number was. It was a lot of people. So let's just say there were 500 million active users that use Facebook at least once a week. Then you got 500 million different people to choose from to through which you could get a potential message. And all of your consumers also have 500 million options as well, which means they might not be looking at your thing the day that you decide to make an announcement, which means you can't just make an announcement. You got to make announcements over and over and over again. And or you got to keep putting yourself out there, whatever your positioning is out there so often that people eventually will find the message or the message will find them one way or another. I told you the story about the George Foreman grill, which for years that grill before it had George Foreman's endorsement, it was just sitting on shelves collecting dust because it wasn't selling very well. When they put George Foreman's name on it and started selling it on the Home Shopping Network and QVC, places like that where people could call in and place orders, they started selling a ton of those grills. And George Foreman became one of the highest paid athletic endorsees in history based on that George Foreman grill. What changed was the positioning of the grill. They put George Foreman's name on it, used him as their spokesperson. They changed the positioning of it, and they changed where they were having the conversation. Instead of putting it on a shelf in a Target or Walmart and hoping that you found it, they put it in front of you on TV and guaranteed that you found it if you happen to be watching to the QVC or the Home Shopping Network. So the good news about positioning, again, is you have full control over your positioning. Again, nobody's talking about you until they see you, and they can only see what you're showing. So similar to how I describe personal branding, it starts what you talk about when it comes to yourself and your stuff. And everybody else just picks up on whatever you share. So you need to get really clear about who you are, what your business is, what you're offering, and why it matters to a specific person or a specific group of people. When you are clear on this, then everyone else will be equally clear. And when you are unclear, everyone else will be equally unclear. This is one of the most important things that I work with entrepreneurs on, this piece right here, especially when they're launching new businesses and new offerings, because when the language is unclear about a thing, it's very difficult to sell anyone on it. Any of you who's ever been unclear with yourself about what you're offering, it's really hard to get anybody else to understand it. And therefore, it's difficult for somebody to buy something they don't know what they're buying. Because if people don't understand something, then they're not going to move forward. When people are confused, the saying is in marketing, confused customers do nothing. Confused customers do not ask questions. You would think that they would just ask you a bunch of questions because they're confused about your thing. But for the most part, when people are confused, they don't do anything at all because they don't want to go through the hassle of trying to figure out what they're supposed to understand here. And often another thing is people are just a little bit embarrassed about admitting that they don't understand something that looks like they're supposed to understand it, but they don't understand it. They don't want to look like they don't understand. And they'd rather just do nothing. They'd rather save face and do nothing than ask you a question. So your job is to make sure you are super clear as to what you are offering people. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is positioning in business. A change in positioning can significantly change the trajectory of a product, service, or an entire business. A change in positioning can significantly change the trajectory of a product, service, or an entire business. I just told you about the George Foreman grill, how they just changed the positioning of the grill. They didn't change the product itself. It's got George Foreman's name on it, and instead of just calling it, you know, whatever the grill was, they just called it George Foreman grill, or it came to be known colloquially as the Foreman grill. I don't even know if that's what they called it. I think that's what they called it because I had one of them. Many of you probably had one as well. And all they did was change the positioning of the product that didn't change at all. And all of a sudden, everybody wanted one because, again, they changed where they were selling it and they changed whose name they had on it. And it just gave it a new twist. Product was exactly the same. When I first wrote my book, The Mirror of Motivation, I didn't talk about it the same way that I talk about it now. Now I talk about it as this is the book that you need so you can be who you need to be, so you can do what you need to do and have what you want to have in life. That's how I talk about it today. But when I first started talking about it, I wasn't using it that way. And my pivot to this new conversation about the book, the way I just described it, that changed the trajectory of how the book performs. It changed the trajectory of how people see it, why people want it, and it also helped sell more copies of the book. First of all, I made it more clear what the book was going to do. I made the connection between what that book does for you and what you actually want to do in your life. And I help people understand why it would fill a gap for them. It would solve a problem for them. And if you don't have that book yet, then go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Because that change in language, all I did was just change the conversation. I didn't change the book at all. I did not change a single page in that book. All I did was change the language around the book. It changed how people saw it. It changed people's perceptions. And it moved people to go do it. The key thing I want you to understand is, and by the way, you can get that book at mirrorofmotivation.com. The key thing I want you to understand is I did not change anything about the product itself. All I did was change how I talked about it and my pitch, so to speak. My pitch of the book just changed. And I made it more clear, made it easier for me to talk about. I better connected it to the core principles of what Work On Your Game is about. And it made it much easier for anyone to understand it and to understand not only what the book was, but why someone like me was writing it. All right, why did I write the book? I could tell you about any book and talk about it if it's clear, but there also needs to be a connection between the person who is selling the thing and the thing itself. Why is this person selling it? Why does that make sense? That matters. People need to know that. Why are you selling this thing? So when George Foreman was out there selling that Foreman grill, he needed to explain why he, a boxer, was selling a grill. How does that even make sense? And I don't even know what he was saying, but I guarantee you he answered that question because people want to know. People need to understand that. And when you change the conversation, it creates a new outcome in any circumstance. Russell Brunson, for example, he's the creator of the software called ClickFunnels. That's where, by the way, if you go to mirrorofmotivation.com to get your free copy of the Mirror of Motivation, the software that that webpage is built on is called ClickFunnels. So that software that I've used, I've been using ClickFunnels for many years now. I use them for damn near every website that I have is a ClickFunnels platform site. Russell tells the story of the time how when they first put out the software for ClickFunnels, when they first launched the software, which was about 10 years ago, he and his team tried several different ways of positioning the software. They weren't changing the software itself. They were just changing how they talked about it. And they tried a whole bunch of different ways before they found one that really hit, that really got the response from the marketplace that they wanted, because they had tried many different ways of getting it out there and it wasn't really working. But when they finally figured out the right way, what happened is people started jumping on it, taking advantage of the offer of going and getting the software. And it helped the company find critical mass when it came to marketing and getting people to actually, of course, use the software, which is the reason why they built it in the first place. They didn't change the product. And all they did was simply change the conversation around the product. Again, this is what positioning is about. So I can even use myself as an example. As I said, you've been in my world long enough. You remember me as a guy who would put out basketball videos every day. Some of you don't even remember me from those days. It's been almost a decade now. I wasn't talking about any other subject. I was just talking about basketball. These days, I barely talk about basketball. I've pivoted the way that I present myself, completely pivoted my positioning. The only link between the basketball days and what I talk about today is the mindset piece, which was kind of in the middle and integrated between both. I started talking about mindset about 5 years into the basketball days, and then I just kept talking about mindset even as I moved into the businessman days, and I still talk about mindset to this day. So mindset was the bridge between basketball and business. And not all of you even knew that. But the point is, I still have an audience, albeit a different audience for different reasons, even though some of you are the same person, but you're in a different place in your life. Now, how many of you listening to this right now were listening to me back when I was talking about basketball every single day? Yet you're still listening now, even though I'm no longer talking basketball, because your focus is not 100% basketball today as it was maybe 10 or 12 years ago. Your situation has changed. My situation has changed. So you have evolved your mental positioning, what you're looking for and what you're looking to need, the same way that I've evolved my positioning as far as what I talk about and what I'm sharing with my audiences. So keep that in mind as well. You sometimes can evolve with your audience depending on who your audience is and what their needs may be. I heard 50 Cent, the rapper, talking about this because he was being interviewed once. I've heard him say he said it more than once in different interviews, but he was talking about how people ask them, why'd you pivot to making, you know, TV shows and movies and things like that instead of continuing to make music? Because 50 Cent's probably in his late 40s. And there are a lot of rappers, because rap has evolved. Rap is, you know, getting up in age as far as when it first came out. There was a time when it would seem crazy for a rapper to be 35, 45, 50 years old, still making rap music. But that's because rap was so young that most of the rappers were not that old. But now, since rap has gotten older, a lot of the rappers that, say somebody in my age bracket grew up with, these rappers are, you know, they've literally gotten older, but people still listen to them. And 50 Cent was saying how when he put his first album out, which was a little over 20 years ago, many of his core fan base, those are people who were literally in the club. You know, everybody knows 50 Cent's song, In the Club. And they were all going out to the clubs and partying and, you know, drinking and doing things like that at that time, his core audience. But now, 20 years later, his core audience has grown up. These people now have kids, they have families, they got jobs. They're not trying to go out to a club and party on Friday and Saturday nights. What are they doing? They're sitting home, getting some popcorn, turning on Netflix and watching TV. So 50 Cent reasoned, okay, well, it only makes sense that I start making TV shows because my core audience is watching TV now. They're not going to the club anymore. And that makes perfect sense. It was actually I don't know if 50 Cent thought of that ahead of time or he thought of it on the back end to explain why he was doing what he was doing. But either way, it's brilliant positioning by 50 Cent because he's 100% correct. When I first heard, when 50 Cent's album first came out, I was in college and we literally went to the club and partied on weekends. Nowadays, I don't go to the club and party on weekends. I don't watch TV either. I don't even watch 50 Cent's documentaries and TV shows, but I get the point of what he's saying. Many of his core audience does watch a whole lot of TV and they do watch 50 Cent's TV shows. So again, your positioning can change and because your audience has changed. And your positioning also can change just because you have changed and you'll get a new audience at the same time. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is positioning in business. Number three, alter your audience and people's expectations by changing the positioning of your offer. Now, let's get into this. Remember that the law of association states we become the average of the people we spend the most time with. Human beings exercise the law of association without even understanding the law of association. In other words, you don't need to understand how the concept works to actually be living it out. I talked about the law of association, by the way, in episode 1880. We often look for things that seem to be aligned with the way that we see ourselves. There are people who have become coaching members and Work On Your Game University, people who are deep into my world, who have an affinity for me and the stuff that I share, not necessarily because my expertise or my knowledge or my information on the subject is so amazing that it just blows everybody else out the water. Even though that's true, I'm saying that tongue in cheek, that's not the main reason that people come deeper into my world. People come deeper into my world because they look at me and they hear the things that I say and the things that I'm about and the things that I'm not about and the things I agree with, the things I don't agree with. And they see an association between my mindset, my way of thinking, and their mindsets, their way of thinking. And because they see that connection makes it stronger, and then they're willing to take the next step and come in based on the association. When you are doing things like what I'm doing, especially when you're doing the kind of work that is more intimate, like coaching, consulting, things like that, personal training even, a lot of time your members, your clients, the people who are giving you money, they're going to come into your world because they see a connection with you, the person, not just because of your information and the things that you do and the topics that you talk about. Because the things that you do and the topics that you talk about is not that they're not valuable, but people usually like to do business with people that they personally like. So any of you who does any type of client-based work, if you work in finance, that's a very intimate type of work to be doing with people. If you do any type of, let's say, even plastic surgeon, that's very intimate work. If you're working on people's faces, you're working on people's bodies, that's very intimate work. People are letting you into something that's very intimate and personal to them. Finance, people are showing you their money. They're showing you what's in their accounts. Coaching, people are telling you what's going on in their businesses and in their lives. There has to be a real level of trust there. And that trust comes from the association that the person feels they have with you because they feel you are aligned with them in some way. So the way you position yourself plays a big role in the type of people who come around you. This matters a lot. And the way you position yourself also plays a role in the type of people who don't come around you. So you need to know who you are rejecting and who are you attracting based on what you're saying. Episode 1364, I talked about rejection marketing. All right, you want to reject certain people because they don't belong in your world, whoever they may be. I tell you that here and Work On Your Game, if you see yourself as a victim, you have a victim mentality, this is not the place for you. I reject those people. I want them to understand what I just said, and I want them to go in opposite direction and go find somebody else to work with. So again, we tend to look for people who are aligned with our worldviews. So for example, if you're a person who sees yourself as cheap and frugal, financially frugal, and you would never buy a first class plane ticket because you know you could get on an airplane and get to the same place at the same time, simply sitting in coach. You just go further back in the plane. But either way, you get there at the same time. What's the difference? I was talking to this woman last week. I was out of filming for somebody's show that I'm going to be on, may have come out by the time you all hear this. And the woman was from Australia, but the filming was here in Miami. And she was telling me how she was flying on Qatar Airlines. And she said, Qatar Airlines, for an international flight, they have this. I never flown on Qatar Airlines, but from what I've heard, it is very high class flying. And she said, in the business section of a Qatar Airlines flight, it's called the Q suite, because Qatar starts with the letter Q, that the flight to get from Miami to Australia, the coach class flight that she had, her ticket was $2,500. But the Q suite, first class ticket internationally, is $12,000. And in the $12,000 ticket suite, that part of the plane, you basically get to like a room. It's basically like a studio apartment you get on the plane where you can close the door. Nobody can see you. You can do whatever you want. inside this little hatch that nobody else can even see. According to the way she's describing it, it sounds very luxurious. And for $12,000, I would bet that it is. I'm sharing all that to say this. There's some people who would never buy a first class plane ticket because you see yourself as frugal, and that aligns with the way that you think, that I would never spend extra to get to the same place at the same time. What's the difference? However, there are other people who see themselves as always wanting the highest value thing that they can get, and they wouldn't even get on a plane if they can't sit in first class. Like, I'm not taking a flight if I can't get a first class ticket. There are people who think that way. I'm a person who, I don't say I would not get on a plane if I can't get first class, but most of the time these days, 98% of the time, I prefer to be in a first class seat. The only reason I would be on a plane not sitting in first class is because somehow, some way, I had to get on a flight and there were no first class tickets and I just didn't have a choice. I will wait and delay my travel to take a first class flight. That's just me. And again, there are some people who think the way that I'm talking. There are some people who think a different way. And there are other people who won't even get on a commercial flight, period. Everywhere they go, they fly private. Like, they're just not interested in flying commercial because they don't like dealing with the TSA. They don't like going through security. They don't like being on somebody else's schedule. They want to have their own schedule and fly when they want to fly and land when they want to land and take off when they want to take off. None of these is right or wrong. But again, we associate with what we are looking for. I'm sharing all this to say to you that you, as a salesperson, you need to know what association you want to make so that you know your conversation is targeted towards the right type of person. So if you're trying to sell to the frugal, money-saving individual, your conversation about your product should not be the same as if you were selling to the person who just wants to buy the highest level, highest price thing that is available because they're that type of person. So you got to know who you're talking to. But different people have different reasons for doing what they do because they have different mindsets. Therefore, they take different actions. Your conversation should be tailored to your target person. Again, this is all part of positioning. And this is about this a marketing conversation. Positioning is part of your marketing. How you share yourself, how you talk about yourself, and who is interested based on that conversation. This is all marketing. And this will all be part of, by the time you all hear this, I'll probably have at least the first of many marketing programs I'm going to be putting out there that will be available a la carte. I may make it part of, I'm not even going to say what I may make a part of, but I know it will be available a la carte for any of you who wants to learn more about marketing. Going to be making some courses on marketing. Positioning is definitely going to be one of the conversations. Might not be in the first course, but it will be in later ones. With all that out the way, let's recap today's class, which is positioning in business. Again, this is about how you talk about yourself and how you share your product. And that's point number one. How you talk about yourself and your product is the conversation that you start that goes to other people and tells them how they should think about and how they should see anything that you're offering. Your conversation starts the conversation about you and yourself, not them, but you. Point number two, change in positioning can significantly change the trajectory of a product, service, or an entire business. You just change how you're talking about something without changing the thing itself. It can change the way people see it and the way people talk about it without you doing anything different. Point number three, alter your audience and people's expectations by changing the positioning of your offer. You just have to talk about it in a different way. And remember the law of association. Law of association, we become the average of the people we spend most time with. And people tend to be attracted to people who tend to think in similar ways to how they think. So whoever you're looking to attract, you got to figure out how they think, and you want to alter your conversation and your positioning to match what they're thinking so that you're attracting the right type of person for those conversations. That said, text me so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894 and workonyourgameuniversity.com. You want to have me as your direct coach. That's the place that it happens. Nowhere else. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Our four-part framework, mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability for you business owners, you top-level performers, you top 2%ers, or those you want to get there, that's all at the university. WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.